as a result of the East Timor campaign that was conducted over 12 months ago now to try and get East Timor a fair deal with the gas and oil in relation to the Timor Sea. I got to know quite a few East Timorese and visited Timor a few times, and every Timorese that I've met has had relatives killed by the Indonesian military or has been tortured by the had relatives tortured by the Indonesian military, and some of the people I know have actually been tortured themselves by the Indonesian military. The Indonesian military is in West Papua, and it's effectively doing the same things there as it did in East Timor.
You mentioned the campaign for East Timor. Was that effective?
It was. It helped. Australia is the richest country in Asia. East Timor is the poorest. And under international law, the Australian government was going to steal East Timor's gas and oil. The Australian government withdrew recognition of the international court to hear the dispute about who owned the gas and oil just 2 months before East Timor became a nation. And the only reason the government did that was because, or our government did that, was because that the government knew that under international law it would lose if it went to court. And that wasn't satisfactory. Australia as a citizen of the world should respect international law, and the Howard government wasn't doing that.
Okay, so the situation in West Papua, what is most concerning about that?
The Indonesian military is in control there. They don't allow journalists into West Papua. And the reason they don't allow journalists into West Papua is they don't want reported what's happening. Church estimates are that the Indonesian military has killed over 100,000 West Papuans, and that's totally unsatisfactory. It's continuing. The UN report that came out regarding East Timor just over 12 months ago indicated that during the 24-year occupation by the Indonesian military, some 183,000 East Timorese were killed. What's happening in West Papua is a rerun of what's happened in Timor.
Right, and what's the intention of this campaign that's about to be launched on commercial TV?
Australia's entering a treaty with Indonesia, and as part of that treaty, what should happen is that human rights monitoring should be added to it. At present, there isn't any human rights monitoring clauses in relation to West Papua, but they should be added, and that would benefit the West Papuans, would also benefit all Indonesians.
And what do you hope the Australian public will do?
Put pressure on the Australian government to include human rights monitoring with West Papua. If that happens, everyone's going to be better off. There are no losers.
This is a pretty stubborn government, though. Do you think they will do that?
You're right. It is a stubborn government, but human rights should be considered above politics.
Can I ask what your personal role is in this campaign and why it's important to you?
It's important. Well, human rights should be important to everyone. Luckily, I've got sufficient funds that I can make a difference. I can run ads. There is a need to publicise what's about to happen, and that is that the Australian government has to ratify this treaty. If they ratify it without human rights monitoring, it's totally inappropriate, and it's not what Australia should be known for.